So it is many views right here on the Island Vibes Morning Show with your girl Zosha. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the phone line. And I got someone very special on the other line. Like, I know I keep saying with my guests I have somebody special, but that's Madia. Special, bad. I have Christopher Ellis on the line. How are you?
Greetings. How you doing, man?
I am doing good. For those of you who don't know, this is reggae royalty. So you have one reggae royalty. I talk to another reggae royalty.
I was going
to
say, look who's talking.
So this is a first for Island FM, and I'm truly excited. Now, all right, we'll bust the bubble. He's the son of the great, the legend, Alton Ellis. Yeah, man.
Yes, indeed. Not
bad. So, Chris, how are you? How have you been?
I'm good, you know. I mean, we're here. We have life, so we have to give thanks. And, you know, we have health, and especially in these times. So I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm very good.
I'm very, very happy to hear that. See, now we already start off with the reggae royalty thing. I'm gonna ask you a question that I get asked all the time. How does it feel to be the son or a child of a reggae legend?
I'm not gonna lie to you, it does feel special. Let me give you a quick little reason. When it comes to like clothes and these things and flashy stuff, I've never been a flashy guy. I know my friends have been that, and I feel like I don't need to be, because I feel like I was born flashy, if you know what I mean.
Pretty much, to be honest. Yeah. We're on the more humble spectrum.
You know, but I say that with humility, so I feel special for it, and it's really a nice thing. And you know, doors are open because of that, and I'm sure you experience it as well, where doors are open to you, you know, because of that alone, you know. So yeah, it's great, man. It's great.
I always say it feels normal for me, but I guess it's because of the same thing, the humility, the way that we were raised, you know. We're not really frightened for certain things, and we appreciate, you know, what we have, and seeing the hard work to get there as well. There's no need to be bashy flashy and hype, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So children of public figures don't always venture down the same path. We know this, yeah? We tend to have other passions up our sleeves. But would you say that you are destined to do music?
The old cliche that a lot of artists say is, oh, I don't choose music, music chose me. But for me, I feel like that was really the case for me. Like, you know, from the age of 3, I was given a microphone, and my brother used to say, yo, sing this, do this, do that. And, you know, I'm the last of the boys. And I feel like it was handed to me. I feel like this role was given to me, you know, to go and extend the legacy and add what I can to the legacy, you know? Yeah, man, I do feel that way for sure.
So how did you get your start then? Let's see, it was handed to you, but where did you start? Where did Christopher Ellis make his name? Talk to me.
So the very first start for me, my dad has an album called Continuation, right? On the front of that album is a picture of me, 3 years old, with a microphone in my hand.
What?
Yeah, and I find that really, really remarkable. And my brother used to give me the microphone and say, so sing this, and I used to sing it. And, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, I was singing around the house. And then 11 years old was the first show, you know, 5,000 people.
What?
Yeah, it was in London. It was my dad's annual show. In fact, your dad did one of them. He did the second one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was called Rocksteady Gala. And I sang I'm Still In Love at 11 years old. It's on YouTube. It's really amazing. I'm not gonna lie, it's really amazing. But I did that show, and the next day I went to school and told the teachers I don't have to come here anymore. I was so certain that I was gonna be a singer after that day, you know. I was certain.
Yeah, it was written.
Yeah, man. So yeah, it's from there, really, from there.
Oh wow, that is amazing. Is there anything that your father taught you about the industry, or just in general, you know, before his untimely passing?
You know what, there's one thing that's funny that he said to me, yeah. And it was regarding like studio and dubplates, and him said, Chris, if a man don't want to prepare, then if he sing it himself.
Oh, whoa. All right, then.
and that always stuck with me, you know. I think that was really funny. And but he taught me so much things, though, you know, so many things, like life skills and, you know, music, and just so many things.
I love that for you. So reggae seems to be your heartbeat, but are there any other sounds and genres that inspire you and that you incorporate into your music?
Yeah, definitely. When I was younger, I used to focus on artists like Donald Jones and Mary J. Blige. I used to play the albums over and over, yeah, over and over, you know. And I mean, my first intro to music was reggae, yes, you know. People like John Holt, Your Father, Ken Booth, Sugar Mine, all those singers was my introduction to music. But as I found myself as a young boy in London, I loved Donald Jones and you know, who else was there? There was Boyz II Men and Mary J. Blige and those artists. Yes, that era there. So I feel like, you know, I feel like maybe they have an influence on me in some way, you know, that sound there.
It sure does. You can't hear it. You definitely can hear it because there's a specific sound to Rocksteady, reggae Rocksteady and Lovers Rock. Not everybody can sing it. Not everybody has the tone for it. But from you hear your music, it is clear as day. You can't help but to move. Sitting around with you if you hear Christopher Ellis music and you don't move a muscle, something very wrong.
Yes, indeed. And regarding that, what you just said, when Damien used to give me some beats, right?
And we're talking about Damien Marley.
Oh, yeah, Damien Marley, that's right. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're funny, you know. Regarding that, yeah, he used to give me some beats. And whenever he gave me, like, whenever he would give me the updated beats, I wouldn't say I'd struggle, but whenever he gave me the modern beats, I wouldn't find something so quickly. But, like, whenever he gave me a reggae one drop, I would always find something really, really fast, you know? So maybe I lean towards that sound, just like you said, you know?
Yeah, it's comfort, you know? Once you hear something, man, you can make a melody to it right on spot. You can write a song, pen a song in a minute or so. It's a hit, you understand? Talk to us about your latest releases and any upcoming work we should look forward to.
I released a song that it done really well the second it came out. It's called Still Go A Dance. Yeah, man. I was here in Jamaica when it came out and I saw the response. I saw it taking off. As it was taking off, Corona said, go out your yard, you have to fly. I had to leave and go back to London. It's still a big song and it's, in fact, it's my first song to do 1 million streams.
What?
Yeah, I wrote my song. It's the first song to do it and it's a very strong song for me. I sang it on stage at my show last month and the place mashed up. Everyone's singing it. So I know it's powerful and that's a very strong song for me. It came out 18 months ago now. And after that, we have Flame Against the Wind. Really, really, really well-written song. And I'm proud of that song. I'm really proud of that song. You know, Flame Against the Wind is a song that I listen to as if it's someone else singing. Like, I marvel at the song because I really like other people's music, right? That song I listen to like it's someone else's song. I still can't believe that I wrote that song and I sung that song, you know?
You see, that just shows your passion and the level that you're at music. Most people, if they listen to their own music, I guess, from what I've seen, is from a hype point of view. Like, yeah, man, I might sing this and everybody have to hear it. You know, so they just play it loud so that everybody can hear it and yeah, man, I'm my song. But to listen to your song and be like, yo, I can't believe I actually penned this. I can't believe is this me? Is this me singing?
Exactly. It's crazy. I think I can't. Seriously, man.
Yes. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Talk to me about the viral song.
Oh, yo, the viral song's playing in Trench Town. Everyone's got it on their phone. It's in WhatsApp. I'm trying to spread it. So it's a viral song. It's regarding the situation right now in Jamaica, you know, regarding the lockdown. And we try to make it a little bit fun, even though it's a serious topic, you know.
As Jamaicans say, you have to take bad thing, make jokes sometime.
So this song's called Joke Thing, and it's it won't be released on any kind of sites like iTunes or Spotify, but it will be on YouTube. Yeah, man, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. And by the way, I'll see you on Instagram popping those harmonies.
Hey, just try a little thing, a little 1-2, buckle my shoe.
I'll see you. I was gonna ask you how you do it, but it looks very complex, man.
It is very complex. I can tell you off here. Well, there you have it. You've been hearing from, it's safe to say, a living legend, because his dad lives through him 1,000,000%. So we're hearing from a living legend right now, the son of a legend, Christopher Ellis. Thank you so much for chatting with myself and our lovely listeners. We enjoy your music and we can't wait to see and hear your future works. And hopefully you'll grace Cayman with your presence soon.
No, it's going to happen. Me and you are putting it in the universe. We're going to do that first. Right now.
Right now. It's already done. How about that? It's already done.
Thank you for inviting me. Thanks. There's so much love. Thank you again. And big up all the listeners, you know. Big up everyone listening. Enough love.
And as we always say here on the Island Vibes Morning Show, Christopher, big up yourself.
Enough love. Enough love, yeah? Thank you. Thank you again.